This is Jerry Schimmel, voice of the UNC Bears and host of Amazing Americans, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
.12:34 the time. Welcome back into The Hull Show, powered by PDC Energy. Joining me now, Nebraska stud Josh Davis on our First Advantage hotline right now. Well, now, of course, he's back in beautiful Colorado, rocking and rolling, doing some amazing things. But Josh, dude, it's an honor to get you on the program, my friend.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Hey, and I can trust you, right? We aired some of the parade moments ago with Nikola Jokic, and he dropped the F-bomb in two seconds. I can trust you, can't I, Josh? Because I'm already in hot water.
Yeah, I'll make sure I watch my words.
Well, man, it's great to get you on the program, and I look forward to it. We had Adam Carriker on last week, and I know we're going to keep working on getting some great players and coaches on, but you, of course, with so many other excellent college players, NFL players, and coaches, are putting on this camp coming up later in the month with Greg Minuski, the Denver Broncos linebackers coach. This is such an awesome thing for the football scene in Northern Colorado.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, it's something special for Northern Colorado and the community and a lot of the kids that we have here. Adam Carriker and myself went to college together, and he's a great guy. I consider him a good friend. He's got a great family, great wife, great kids, and he, like I, have a great drive in order to try to make sure that we're helping the community and the kids and trying to do something special like this, because it doesn't really happen up here in Northern Colorado.
No, particularly. Yeah, and Josh, I'm looking at all these names you just mentioned, all these guys that are going to be there, obviously with you and what you did in the Big 12, as a kick return and a back and everything, but so many big names are going to be out here. So if I'm a parent listening, I'm like, I need to get my kids around that. If I want them to get involved in football, who better to do that with than you guys?
No, I think you hit it right on the head. This just doesn't happen. You don't have it where you have a current NFL coach that ever comes to a camp typically, especially, in Colorado. We also have a current NFL scout who's been a scout for 18 years, Dave McClune. He was a former Colorado Buffalo. He was with the Oakland Raiders and then Las Vegas Raiders, now Jacksonville Jaguars. His brother Scott was a GM in the NFL. So we have Dave, who's active in the NFL. We have Greg Minuski, who's active. We have Kenny Walker, who's a former Bronco defensive lineman. We have Ralph Tam, who played over a decade in the NFL. We have my father, Tony Davis, who is 7 years in the NFL. We have a local guy, Joey Rux. We actually have the starting quarterback from CSU committed, and their wide receiver. We just have a number of wealth and knowledge, and I think it's going to be great for the kids. Like you said, if you're a parent out there, I would be signing them up, because it just doesn't happen. It'll be a great experience for your kids.
Well, Josh, I can't lie to you, man. I feel for Dave McLuhan, because you got two Nebraska guys there, and I saw Adam. He looks like he's ready to play tomorrow. How does that relationship work with a former Buff and, of course, you Nebraska folks?
Right. Yeah, the rivalry is pretty good, especially since we got them this year in Boulder, right?
So, hell yeah.
I got a lot of friends that went to Colorado. I grew up with Jeremy Bloom. So he and his brother were some of my real good friends. His brother, Jordan, particularly, was one of my best friends growing up. But I've known Dave since I was in high school. We went to the same high school together. I'm just, obviously, he played in the 80s and I played in the late 90s. And so we're a little age apart, but he's also been a great influence on my life. Dave McLuhan has. He helped me a lot with track. We both ran track and played football. And, he was an inspiration for me in my starts and actually a technician on his start. He had won the state championship when he was in high school, and he showed me a start that helped me win the state championship my senior year in the 200. So Dave McLuhan is, I'm always indebted to him. He's got a great, great family.
Well, obviously, and I love that you mentioned that. I was going to bring that up with what you did as a track, as a runner, too. I mean, you were a stud in the 200 meter with that state championship. But the accolades for you, I mean, are just through the roof. Everything you did as a kickoff and a punt returner in the Big 12, I mean, you were just sensational, man. That's why it's so awesome for me to sit here and talk to you. I know we're going to talk more details about this camp, but it's an honor for me to have you on the show.
No, I really appreciate that. I'm humbled by that. You know, when you're playing, you don't really realize what you're doing at the time. You're just so engaged in what you're doing. And, you know, I'm blessed and fortunate enough to have my dad who actually, you know, you say I got some accolades. I mean, he's got, he's a Sugar Bowl MVP. He's a Cotton Bowl MVP back-to-back years. He just got inducted in the Sugar Bowl Hall of Fame. He's the all-time leading rusher in Nebraska history when he left. You know, he was a rookie of the year. Or most valuable player of the year at Cincinnati Bengals when he was there. I mean, his resume was just unbelievable. So I had somebody good to look up to growing up. So I felt like I did some good things, and sometimes it pales in comparison to, like, my dad or, like, you know, Adam. He's a first-round draft pick. You know, that's a huge deal.
Yeah.
You just don't have these kind of guys over at these camps as well that have the passion like Adam does to want to give back to the kids. That's the greatest part. It's not about Adam. It's about how Adam can give back to the kids.
Yeah,
and I feel the same way, and so do all the coaches.
And I love that so much because you do hear that passion. I sat down with Adam a bit the other day, and you can really just hear that from all of you guys. And another Nebraska guy, a Green Bay Packer, Amon Green. I mean, he's in their ring of fame. He's a legend there with Packers and fans and Nebraska fans. So I'm excited for him to be around, too, a player that I was obsessed with back in the day.
Oh, he's an unbelievable player. He left college early. His last year in college, they played Tennessee. Nebraska did in the national championship. So in Tennessee, had Peyton Manning, and Nebraska beat him pretty good. And Amon was the Orange Bowl MVP of that game. And then he got drafted after that by Seattle and then traded to Green Bay. But he's a phenom. He's a Green Bay Packers all-time leading rusher. He's Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame. He's such a good guy, on and off the field. He's also involved in EA Sports. He teaches a class at the University of Nebraska, with that. He gives back in so many different ways, and he's just a pleasure to be around.
You guys have assembled such a great crew here. How rare is it? As you said, you're talking about a current NFL scout. Greg Minuski is the linebackers coach for the Broncos. I mean, how rare is that to get guys still very much involved in the game at the pro level to kind of stop what they're doing and put together this camp for kids?
Well, I think it speaks volumes on, you know, guys like Adam, guys like myself, guys like my father, Tony Davis, and Amon that are all involved on the front end. These coaches have a lot of respect for our group of guys that try to put back and give back every year. So I think it's a testament to the guys that we have that come every year, and that I think that's what got Greg committed, and he's got a mutual respect. Greg not only is a coach, but he had played for a decade in the NFL as well. He was a linebacker. So not only is he coach linebackers, but he was a great linebacker himself and had a long stint in the NFL. So, again, he respects the NFL pedigree we have associated with our camps and the players we have and the relationships. I think that's the biggest part. That's why guys like him will stop what they're doing and take a look at our camp. We look forward to future years and the other big names that Adam and I have in mind to bring to the camp. We have some great years to come that I think will really be great for the kids.
I'm excited for it. Coming up June 28th and 29th at the Loveland Sports Park. Give us some information as far as where folks can go online, check it out. Is there a phone number, anything like that? Folks are listening now and they're thinking, man, I want to learn more about this. I want to get my kids involved.
Yeah, you go to alumnicap.com, A-L-U-M-N-I, alumnicap.com, alumnicap.com. Right there on the homepage, you can register. Very simple.
Very simple to do it. K through 12, but I also want to make sure, Adam made sure to bring this up too last week, is kind of we're separating everybody. Obviously, you're going to have the youngsters in one section. You're going to have older kids doing different things too. So talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you don't want to really group kids together with age disparities that are, you know, that big. It just doesn't flow well. So, you know, they're having done this in the past and been involved, we'll make sure that it's structured in a way that we have kids in lines with other kids that are around the same talent level and age. So we want to see these kids compete. We know they like to compete. That's one thing we know about kids. We want to do some one-on-ones, maybe some 7-on-7s in there. We want to have fun with these kids. You know, we want to teach them technique, but we also want to, you know, make sure that they're instinctual out there and are able to show everybody that's in attendance there, including the coaches, what kind of talent they have. I think that's the best part for the camp. So we're excited to see all the kids. I think that's the best part of is you just never know what you're going to get each year. And every year, one thing I can tell you, without fail, is all the kids are just so great to be around. I think that's the best part of the camp is just being around the kids.
We're talking to Josh Davis, Big 12 Conference all-time career kickoff return yardage record holder with over 2,200 yards, and we got this awesome camp coming up. And you said it. You have all this football knowledge that's going to be out there helping kids, but at the end of the day, it's summertime, and you want these guys to learn, but you also, you know, you want them to have fun out there. You want them to really look forward to it regardless of the age and skill set.
Absolutely. I think there's so much pressure put on kids these days to compete. And, you know, we understand that because, you know, kids like to compete. But I think there also has to be an element where you have to make it fun as well. That way everything isn't so serious all the time. I think kids need to have the joy while they're competing, have a healthy balance of that. You know when to compete, know when to, you know, have a little bit of fun so that you can, you know, enjoy the time while you're training and doing these things with us. We can't change these kids' entire athleticism in 2 days and everything about their game, but we can teach them great technique that they can take with them in the off season and practice. And, you know, the great thing about me and Adam and a lot of these coaches is, you know, they will make themselves available. Even if these kids reach out in the off season and have a question for them, that's what a great group of coaches we have as well.
Yeah, no, and again, when you see the names here that are going to be out there with these kids and helping out, it's fantastic, and I absolutely love it. Josh, is there anything else that we want to get out there before we let you go, my man?
I think that's it. I just would encourage the parents, you know, sign up as soon as possible here. You know, registration, we're coming to a point where we're trying to wrap a lot of things up. We're a couple weeks out, but we encourage you to sign your kids up. It's going to be something that's beneficial, and you won't regret it. We look forward to seeing all you and your kids there, and have a great day, and you know, we look forward to the camp.
Well, and we want to keep getting more and more interviews on as we get closer to Josh, so we'll work together on that. But, man, it's great for us. We're talking to a legend right here and, you know, going to the Rose Bowl, doing all these amazing things with Nebraska and being a Colorado guy, too. It doesn't get much better than that, Josh. It's an absolute honor, and I look forward to working with you guys down the road as you guys continue to grow this football camp.
No, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me on.
All right, my man. We'll talk to you soon. Josh Davis, he played in that Rose Bowl against Miami back in, was that 2002, I think? And was a stud. Kick returner phenom for Nebraska and the Cornhuskers there, of course. And we're getting some great, great people on this camp. You guys, telling you, football dads, moms out there listening, you have kids that are interested in football. These camps are so fun. I used to go to camps when I was in middle school, and then in high school I would go to football camps and I would go to basketball camps. And yeah, there's a lot of stuff you can learn and take away, but it's also really fun. You just get opportunities to do things that maybe you don't do throughout the course of a summer. That's the Denver Broncos linebacker coach's Greg Minuski's youth football camp coming up June 28th, June 29th at the Loveland Sports Park there. If you guys want to register and at least check out information, go to alumnicap.com to get more information there for the upcoming football camp at Loveland Sports Park with a current assistant coach for the Denver Broncos, Greg Minuski. That's going to be fantastic. 12:48 the time. Let's take a quick break. We'll wrap up hour number two. Coming up next, it's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We're giving Coach Speak a whole new meaning. Hear Coach speak weekdays 10 to 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.